Here are two new ways that you can promote Issues Etc. The Issues Etc. business card and the Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer. Simply go to the support page at issuesetc.org, click Issues Etc. business cards, print the page on suitable stock paper, and cut along the lines. We also have an 8.5 by 11 inch flyer for the bulletin board at your church. Issuesetc.org, go to the support page, click Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer, and print.
The memory of that morning is fresh, and so is the pain. America shares your grief. We pray for your comfort, and we honor your loved ones.
The nations raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge.
The question of who counts as one of us for purposes of moral concern and the protection of the law is the single most important question that any political community can ask.
Every time the evangelical church is talking to you about how to get your finances in order, how to have a better sex life, what are you missing? What are you not talking about? You're not talking about the gospel. You're not talking about the story of Jesus. You're not talking about sin and grace.
Lord of truck drivers, love issues, etc.
I certainly didn't notice it. I don't think I saw any media on it. Did you know that last week was actually Suicide Prevention Week? Now, I do remember growing up when suicide was more of kind of a public service topic. It was one that, well, who would be against preventing suicide? You could watch television almost any time of day and night. Public service announcement would come on giving you a number for a suicide prevention hotline. Nowadays, in the United States and elsewhere, there are those who do not believe that suicide should necessarily be prevented. It's not necessarily something that society should frown upon or seek alternatives to. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. live this Monday afternoon, September the 12th. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. Wesley Smith joins us for the first few minutes of the program to talk about several issues related to suicide, Suicide Prevention Week, and the Dutch Medical Association insisting that its physicians be complicitous. If not perform physician-assisted suicide procedures, then be willing to refer to someone or an agency that does. A little bit later, Dr. Mary Davenport will join us. We'll talk about a new gigantic study on the connection between abortion and mental health problems. And then Dr. James Hitchcock of St. Louis University will be our guest. We'll talk about parallels he has found between the French Revolution and anti-Christian secularism today. Our call-in number is 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us an email right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at @issuesetc. Wesley Smith is Senior Fellow for the Discovery Institute, an attorney for the International Task Force on Euthanasia and Assisted Suicide, and author of numerous books, including Culture of Death, The Assault on Medical Ethics in America. Wesley, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Thanks, Todd. You know, when I was listening to that introduction for this hour's program, it struck me, I don't think you would read or hear about one of those stories in the mainstream media.
That's probably true. I take that as a compliment.
It is a compliment, and it illustrates the importance of alternative media that actually looks beyond the normal narrow confines of what mainstream media covers and takes a look at what's really going on. And I just want to compliment you. That sounds like a very provocative hour.
Thank you very much. I'm glad you could be a part of it. On the subject,
well, that's not my part may be accepted, but you know what I'm saying.
This is pretty sobering that Suicide Prevention Week came and went without barely any notice. Have we already become a pro-suicide culture?
I don't think there's any real way to deny it, Todd, I'm afraid. When I was, I work against assisted suicide and euthanasia among dealing with other issues. And I remember about 3 or 4 years ago, I got an email from somebody threatening to kill themselves. I emailed it back immediately and I said, please give me your phone number so that I can have somebody contact you. And he did, or she did. And so I contacted the operator and I said, I need to find a suicide prevention center in this such and such area code. And at first she was saying, okay, sir, stay calm, we'll do it. I had to say, no, ma'am, it's not for me. It's okay, it's not for me. And so we found that area code, and there was not one suicide prevention hotline or suicide prevention number listed for the area code. And so we had to give the fellow a phone number and contact the hotline from a different area code than he was in. So it seems to me that that really struck me, and especially as I recall back in the 80s, as you said at the beginning of the hour, there was a tremendous emphasis on suicide prevention. And then think about this. You see pro-suicide billboards now, and then not only are they put up, but then the news covers them quite widely. The late Jack Kevorkian has been lionized. We've talked about that more than once on this show, as if he were some compassionate, benign figure instead of somebody who wanted to experiment on people as he euthanized them. You've seen doctor-prescribed death being pushed to be legal in states and is legal in states such as Oregon and Washington. And what's really ironic is Oregon has a terrible elder suicide problem and youth suicide problem. And I've discussed on my blog, which is called Secondhand Smoke, which is on the First Things website, firstthings.com, you know, these people need to start connecting the dots. You cannot have, it seems to me, the state saying some suicides are so acceptable we will allow doctors to facilitate them, and then others we will try to prevent. That sends a mixed message that is like telling a teenager not to smoke, but if you do smoke, use filter cigarettes. It's just not going to work. And in fact, one of the things that has really irritated me about suicide prevention promotion in recent years is I have not, with a very rare exception such as Dr. Herbert Hendon of the Suicide Prevention Foundation, I have not seen most suicide prevention experts say word one about the drive to legalize assisted suicide. And once they are quiet about one aspect of suicide, that is for the people who may be terminally ill or people who are, in some countries, disabled, in some places, final exit network, even mentally ill, then you basically hobbled yourself to be an effective suicide preventative.
And doesn't that actually make the whole notion of preventing suicide a much trickier business? Someone sitting at the other end of the telephone line on the few existing suicide prevention hotlines that there may be is going to have to ask themselves a question, or actually ask the person calling the question, well, are you terminally ill? Maybe I want to encourage you to commit suicide. Maybe I should refer you to a doctor who's willing to do this for you.
Well, you know, they've actually done that in Oregon. You have Medicaid in Oregon explicitly rationed. And there were two people, a woman with named Barbara Wagner with recurrent lung cancer and a fellow named Randy Stroop who had recurrent prostate cancer. Both were terminally ill. But they could have had their lives extended 9 months, a year, and so forth with chemotherapy, which is a standard treatment. That when you cannot cure a cancer, that doesn't mean you stop trying to extend life. And so their doctors prescribe both of these patients the kind of chemotherapy that could extend their lives 9 months, a year, this kind of thing. The state of Oregon refused under Medicaid to pay for that efficacious chemotherapy, a legitimate medical treatment, and in the same letter saying we will not pay to save your life, offered assisted suicide to be paid for. Now, just imagine the impact when you open that letter and you find out that your state thinks your life is so unworthy of being lived that the extra money for the chemo isn't worth paying for, but they're so compassionate they'll let you die right now with an overdose of pills and help you do that and pay for that. It's really, really an abandonment of the most profound kind.
We've only got a few minutes here, Wesley, but you've written recently about the Dutch Medical Association and what they are now requiring of Dutch physicians with respect to physician-assisted suicide. Tell us the story with just a few minutes here.
Yeah, and active euthanasia, lethal injection, which is legal in the Netherlands. The Dutch Medical Association, KNMG, has now created a new ethical guideline that give its members a positive duty to either kill a patient who has to be euthanized if they qualify under the law, or if they do qualify and they don't want to actively kill the patient, and they're required as an ethical duty to refer to a doctor who they know will euthanize under the law. That means that every physician in the Netherlands under the KNMG guidelines is ethically required to be complicit in the taking of human life, either to do it directly or to facilitate finding a doctor who will do it directly. And what's really ironic is that the same ethical document says that if a patient comes to a doctor asking for euthanasia-assisted suicide or suicide who is not qualified under the law for euthanasia, that doctor may provide them with how to commit suicide materials. And that's acceptable. But refusing to participate in the killing of a patient is not acceptable. Don't tell me there's not a culture of death, and don't tell me that once you legalize killing as an acceptable answer to human suffering, that it doesn't go from the issue of choice, both from the doctor's perspective and the patient's, since many people in the Netherlands are killed by doctors who have not asked for euthanasia. Study after study has shown that. But eventually, since the culture of death brooks no dissent, it becomes an ethical duty. The same thing happened in Australia, in the state of Victoria, where under the same kind of guidelines, only this time by law, every doctor must be willing to participate in an abortion or refer to a doctor who they know will. In other words, every doctor in Victoria, Australia, must be complicit in abortion. I've toured that country twice, the last time in July of 2010.
About 15 seconds here.
And I was in states other than Victoria where doctors had moved to avoid that onerous burden.
Wesley Smith is senior fellow at the Discovery Institute and attorney for the International Task Force on Euthanasia and Assisted Suicide, author of numerous books including Culture of Death, The Assault on Medical Ethics in America. We'll post a link to his blog under the Listen On Demand page at issuesetc.org. Thanks, Wesley.
Thanks, Todd.
When we come back, Dr. Mary Davenport will join us to talk about a new giant study on the link between abortion and mental health problems. Come on.
Are you looking for a church where you can receive the gifts of God in the gospel and the sacraments and in the church's historic worship with lively music? Then come to Hope Lutheran Church in South St. Louis. We're located on the corner of Brannan and Neosho Streets at 5218 Neosho. You can also reach us on the World Wide Web at www.hopelutheranstl.org and give us a call at 314-352-0014. There is hope in St. Louis.
Here's a resource for your high school or college-aged child or grandchild as they begin a new school year. It's Concordia's Complete Bible Handbook for Students. You'll find an introduction with answers to questions like, is the Bible reliable and trustworthy? Who wrote the Bible? And more. You can order Concordia's Complete Bible Handbook for Students by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, or browse before you buy at issuesetc.org. Concordia's Complete Bible Handbook for Students.
An umbilical cord of biblical truth. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Steadfast Lutherans. People who believe the law condemns everyone and should be preached to the fullest. People who believe the gospel is for everyone and should be preached to its sweetest. Traditional Lutheran doctrine and practice deliver every Sunday this law and gospel, that Christ was crucified for us sinners. To all who received him, who believed in his name, the Gospel of John says, he gave the right to become children of God. To see how Steadfast Lutherans preserves this good news for everyone, visit steadfastlutherans.org.
Here are two new ways to stay connected to Issues Etc., Facebook and Twitter. You'll find photos of in-studio guests at facebook.com/issuesetc, and you'll find a list of upcoming topics and guests on Twitter at issuesetc. Social networking for the thinking Christian, facebook.com/issuesetc, and on Twitter at issuesetc. Connect with fellow Issues Etc. junkies today, facebook.com/issuesetc, and on Twitter at issuesetc.